Our Gemara Masechta Yuma spends a few blat discussing the halachas of Hilchas Mezuzah. And as we begin our series of Shiurim Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Hilchas Mezuzah, it's interesting to point out that the Gemara Masechta Yuma Dafyur Aleph Amin Aleph quotes the Braisa Tanur Abonim B'Sharecha, Echad Shari Batim, Vachad Shari Chatzeris, Vachet Shari Medinas, all of these various Vishachet Shioris, all of them have a Chiyah Mezuzah, says the Gemara, Shiesh Ben Choyvas Mitzvah Lamakim. They have a Chiyah Mitzvah Lamakim, Shenema have Ksaftim HaMezuzahs Beisecho Bishrecho. And I saw that the Siach Yitzchak asks a question. He asks, all of Shas teaches us the halachas of mitzvahs. All of Shas is here to teach us what we're obligated to do. But this wording that we find in our Gemara of choyvas mitzvah lemakim, what does that come to indicate? Choyvas mitzvah lemakim. So he says that mezuzah is a mitzvah. The people typically fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah because they think the mitzvah mezuzah brings a shmirah to my home. And therefore, of course, who doesn't want to have this level of protection? Tells us the Gemara, that isn't what our intention should be when we put on a mezuzah. Tells us the Gemara, chayvas mitzvah l'makay. When a person puts on a mezuzah, he should realize that he's putting on the mezuzah because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. And when there's a chiv to put on the mezuzah, there is a chiv, and when there is no chiv to put on the mezuzah, one isn't obligated to put on the mezuzah. And actually, this is a very important concept besides the very fundamental point that he's making, that when one does a mitzvah, his kavan is supposed to be that he's doing the mitzvah because Hashem told us to do the mitzvah and no other intention. But it really goes one step deeper. The Gemara, here too, on Daf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, speaks about a situation of sakana. That there was a sakana, and the Gemara says that Mishum Sakana, that they shouldn't say you're doing kshofim with my city, and therefore the Gemara absolved the chiv mezuzah. And there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Some rishonim say that there was a sakanas nefashis, but it seems from the Gemara that it wasn't a situation specifically of sakanas nefashis. It was a situation of sakana of money, because the Gemara says, "V'omar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'is bativ and echad shayboidik mezuzah b'shuka elyon shel tzipporim, u'matza kazder echad v'natam mena elav zuz." So it's only a question of money, and the Meches Chinuch already asked the question that if the entire sakana is only a sakana of money, not a sakonas nefashis, we know that throughout halacha there's a concept that a person has which he has to spend and give away to fulfill a mitzvah. Why over here does the Gemara just say because of sakana, the halacha changes? Says the Meches Chinuch that the Gemara is teaching us that in a place where there's a sakana, you're not obligated to put on a mezuzah. And if you're not obligated to put on a mezuzah, there is no mitzvah for the mezuzah. Because as we're explaining now, mezuzah is not just some sort of a shmirah. And here I'll have a shmirah, here I won't have a shmirah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah. And where there's a mitzvah, you're obligated to do the mitzvah. And where there is no obligation to do the mitzvah, then you're not obligated to do the mitzvah. But it all is based on what is the mitzvah. But I also saw that Reb Leib Malan, Zichrono Livracha, tries to understand what is the chiv mezuzah. Is the chiv mezuzah is that you should have a house that all of the doors have a mezuzah on them? Or does every door have an obligation to have its own mezuzah? The nafgamina would be that let's say someone doesn't have enough mezuzahs for his entire house, for his entire apartment. Would he still have to put on mezuzahs on the doors that he does have mezuzahs for? Or is he not obligated? Certainly, if he didn't, the halacha would be that he should put the mezuzahs on the door and put them on without a bracha. But the question is, what would be the halacha? So he says that certainly the mezuzah is a chiyuv on every door individually. And he says that's what the Torah teaches us. V'chasavtam amzuzuzais be'secho v'sherecho. To teach us that every mezuzah individually has its own, every door individually has its own chiyuv mezuzah. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Hei begins by telling us mitzvah say, the first sif in Yerodeya, mitzvah say, lichtoi pashas shema, v'hoyim shmoya, ulekovam al mezuzos ha-pesach. There's a mitzvah that say to write these parashas and put them on the doorways. V'tzorach lizor b'meid. And the Shulchan Aruch says, one should be very careful with this mitzvah. V'kol hazor bo, and whoever is careful with this mitzvah, yerichu yomav v'meivonav, he'll have arichas yomim, v'meinoi zor bo, and if he's chas v'shalom not careful with this mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch uses a very strong word, yiskatzru. The mitzvah of mezuzah brings to us gewaldig bracha and shmira. Even if we're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah for the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, we still have an obligation to, it still brings to us tremendous hatzlocha. And the Rambam indeed says, chayv odom lizor b'mitzvah. One has to be careful with this mezuzah, and they should chayv kol tamid. It's a constant obligation, because man sheyichnas v'yetzei, whenever you enter or leave your house, yifked b'yichad Hashem shmoy shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, you'll have yichad Hashem v'yisker avosoy, he'll remember how much Hashem loves us. He'll realize what's important and not important. He'll know there's nothing that's here forever. Recognizing that what is life all about, avodas Hashem. He'll go on the proper path. That's a shmir against doing averus. He'll have many that will remind him. The mezuzah brings malachim to the home that prevent us from doing averus. Beautiful words. And the Torah also says very similar words. And the Torah goes on to say, as we just saw from the Shulchan Aruch as well, Dorsh Chachamim, the Chachamim taught us, Bavoy, Mezuzah Bona B'Benoisa Mesim Ketanim, children will pass away. But if you have a mezuzah, Habayis Nishma Al Yodai, Hashem Shemrecha, Melchbos v'dam b'fnim, v'avod of Shem Moshe b'chutz. Normally, by everyone else, by king, he's inside and his guards are outside, protecting the palace. By us, says the Torah, v'atam yishenem amitaschem, we go to sleep on our beds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer eschem b'chutz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. V'alkeinu sinosoi b'tech v'chitzim. And therefore the halacha is, and this is an important halacha, particularly if somebody has a wide entranceway, he should put the mezuzah on the most furthest spot, the first spot that you can put the mezuzah as you enter the entrance way. Because the halacha is that we want every inch of the home protected by the mezuzah. But the Torah continues. At the end of the day, we have to do what the mitzvah teaches us. And the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says, "Hazor b'mezuzah, zoich l'dirano." He will have a beautiful home. Furthermore, as we're seeing in our Gemara, and now as we're seeing from the Shulchan Aruch, if you don't have a mezuzah, you're over two mitzvahs asay. The pasuk says twice, uchsaftem, uchsaftem. And therefore, it's so important to have a beautiful mezuzah. I also saw that the mefarshim say that having a mezuzah is a shmirah, is a skulah for shalom bayis. And I saw, in fact, that we know that all tanoim that are read at a wedding, so the words of the tanoim are the words of tanoim vayavrichu zu mizu, and those words vayavrichu zu mizu represent the same word in mezuzah. So as we begin the marriage, as a couple begins its marriage, we say that you should have the shmirah. Your family should have that shmirah, just like the mezuzah brings a shmirah to one's home. There is a very, however, fundamental question that the achrayim discuss. When we speak about the mitzvah mezuzah, how are we to understand the mitzvah's mezuzah? Is the mitzvah's mezuzah a mitzvah nimsheches, constant, as long every moment that someone has the mezuzah hanging in his house, he's fulfilling a mitzvah? Or is the mezuzah a one-time mitzvah that you fulfill as you hang the mezuzah on your doorway? And the way I sort of mefarshim understand this question is really, how do we understand the mitzvah of mezuzah? Is the mitzvah of mezuzah a mitzvah to remember Yichud Hashem, that it should serve, as we've been reading, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant presence? Or do we understand the mitzvah of mezuzah as some sort of a shmirah? And as soon as I put up the mezuzah, I put on that shmirah, and therefore I have fulfilled the mitzvah. And there are rayas in both directions. On one hand, the fact that the Torah says "Uchsaftem al mezuzos beisachol v'sharecha" clearly seems to indicate that the chsiva al mezuzos beisachol v'sharecha, the placing of the mezuzah al mezuzos beisachol v'sharecha, is what accomplishes the shmira. That's one way that one could look at the mezuzah. On the other hand, it's interesting. In the Parsha Shema that we say every day, that's where the pasuk, that's where the mitzvah of mezuzah is mentioned. And it's, of course, not coincidental that that mitzvah is specifically mentioned there and nowhere else. And perhaps the lesson why that mitzvah is specifically mentioned there and anywhere else is to connect the mitzvah of mezuzah to the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And just like the mitzvah of remembering Hashem is a constant mitzvah, therefore, so too, the mitzvah of mezuzah is a constant mitzvah. Another nafkamina will be, is one obligated to try to bring himself to have the chiyuv mezuzah? If we say that the mitzvah is because of Yichud Hashem, so certainly one should obligate himself to try to fulfill this very important mitzvah that connects us to the fundamental of our religion, Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If, on the other hand, it's a shmirah, So only if I have a house that has a room, that has these rooms, I'm mechuyev in a shmira. Otherwise, if I don't have it, I don't have that obligation. The shloah clearly indicates that whatever side we take in this question, he says, if one is building a house and builds doorways in such a way that those doorways should not be obligated to have a mezuzah, that's certainly wrong. He says, it's similar, the comparison is like somebody purposely making a beged that should not be mechuyev in tzitzis. That is certainly wrong. But that's in a situation where you're building your house, and you're building your house with a doorway to try to avoid having a chiyuv mezuzah. But our question is, should you try to have a house to have a mezuzah? So it could well be that both elements are true. There's an element of the mezuzah being a chiyuv on the room, on the door, when you put on that mezuzah. And the other element is, even when you, every moment, you have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah, it's a mitzvah nimsheches, constantly remembering Yichud Hashem. The only question is that, if so, that it's a constant mitzvah, so why do we only make a bracha on the mezuzah where we put it on? We should have to make the bracha on the mezuzah every time we pass, if we're saying that it's a mitzvah nimsheches. The answer could well be that for the same reason we don't make a bracha every time we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why don't we indeed make a bracha every time we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we're never supposed to stop thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You make a bracha on a mitzvah that you stop and you start. You put on your tefillin and you make a bracha. But while you're wearing your tefillin, you're wearing them. The same thing, Yichud Hashem is a constant mitzvah. And in fact, that's what mezuzah also perhaps represents, that it's a constant mitzvah, and therefore it's a mitzvah that one should try to fulfill under all circumstances. But of course, as we said earlier, with the parameters that the halacha requires that are a mitzvah and when it's not a mitzvah. But there's one more point that we ought to make. Here we said the gewaldige schar and the gewaldige reward one gets for fulfilling the mitzvah's mezuzah. And the question that comes up is that schar mitzvah hay al malekah. So why do we find, as we read the first halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah, teaches us that you get schar? How can you get schar for a mitzvah? So the Mefarshim suggest that, of course, schar mitzvah hay al malekah. And mezuzah is no different than any other mitzvah that one shouldn't be expecting reward in this world. But the Mefarshim explain that for hidden mitzvah, if somebody fulfills the mitzvah with all of the details, with a hiddur, for that you get schar in this world. And therefore, in the mitzvah mezuzah, it's not just for the basic mitzvah that you get the schar. You get the schar for being mahadir in the mitzvah with all of the details and all of the proper way of fulfilling those details. So that's why we're going to begin now a series of shiurim, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, on Hilchos Mezuzah, to help us know how to fulfill the mitzvah with the whole hiddur. Of course, the hiddur includes buying beautiful mezuzahs, but a part of the hiddur is fulfilling the mitzvah like the halacha requires us to fulfill the mitzvah. And like that, we should taka bizaycha to all the bracha that the mitzvah mezuzah brings to us, culminated l'man yirbu yomechem v'mei v'neichem, Tarichas Yomim Vishanim Taivas.